True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I think the government's finally kind of sorted out all of our airline issues just in time for the holidays.
Well, by sorted out all of our airline issues, you just mean they got the air traffic controllers back up. Yes.
Yes.
I think there's still a lot of issues with air traffic.
You know what? There's a lot of issues with airlines. One of them's when they lose your baggage. I have the most common reasons airlines lose your bags. Now, I think there's a fee for losing your bags now as you check in. I'm like, would you like us to lose your bags for you? That'll be extra $50. So here are the common reasons airlines lose your luggage. When you check your luggage, they print out the wrong airport code. So the routing label on the bag has the wrong destination. And the best way to prevent that is to ask and see if the airport code is correct before they lose that or toss it on the conveyor belt there.
By airport code, you mean like the JAX or whatever it is?
Yeah, where it's going. Yeah, where
MCO,
it's headed.
All that.
Next thing, this is the way they lose your luggage. The routing label falls off or gets damaged. And unfortunately, there's not much you can do about that. So if it falls off during the flight, then, you know, you've lost your luggage. You can't really do anything with it.
I actually saw where you can. They say that if they lose your luggage and you don't know where it may have gone, you can go to one of those websites and buy your luggage back. You know, where they sell the lost luggage.
Yeah, you know what? I've not done that. They still have that?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, you can go and buy all kinds of stuff.
That's funny.
There is a whole shop, I think, in Alabama, maybe, where that's all it is. It's a massive warehouse of people's stuff.
Yeah. That's just something about that, because you know they're making tons of money. First of all, when you just leave your pocket change at the x-ray machine or whatever, and you just forget your change there. They make millions of dollars just from that change that people leave at the airport.
Well, they don't forget. They're rushing you so much. You're like, it's not worth it. I just keep going.
I forgot a shoe one time. So.
They're yelling at you.
Okay, here's another reason they will lose your luggage. Your bag gets loaded onto the wrong plane. And again, there's nothing you can really do about that except Tom's little trick about going to that website.
Well, if it gets loaded on the wrong plane, they usually eventually bring it to you.
Yeah, it'll finally get to you.
And it is interesting. I mean, they'll come out to wherever you're at. That part they do at least right. I've had times where we flew into like Orlando, and my parents live 45 minutes from Orlando.
Yeah.
And a couple days later, some guy comes to my parents' house.
Yep.
Of course, we've had to buy a bunch of crap, but they do bring it out.
Mm-hmm. It's like luggage dash for you. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing, this is the one that kind of threw me off. You forget to pick up your bags after you land. So they say what happens is people are so tired and they're not thinking, and they just leave the airport without going to the luggage and checking their getting their luggage.
Never been there.
Yeah, people are just exhausted from the flight, so they just go straight to their car.
I think they may have bigger issues than exhaustion.
Right.
I mean, you don't forget your luggage.
That's what happens when you take too much Dramamine.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Makes you a little loopy.
Yeah.
We were traveling with someone one time who took an Ambien because they wanted to sleep, and the flight got delayed by 2 hours. And so they're in the area, the waiting area, and they're trying to, like, walk down the hall to the plane.
Yeah. It was very funny. Well, didn't you fall asleep too, Tori, one time?
No, I was reading a book and I missed my flight. That's a really good book.
Hey, I was in Nashville, Tennessee once and drinking at the bar and missed a flight.
So. I was sober. Not a drink at all.
Well, I wasn't drunk. I was just in the bar and we didn't hear the announcement.
And quite frankly, I don't know anybody that's like, I'm going to read a book and drink at the same time. I'm like, I would have to read the page over and over again.
I already have to do that. I have ADD. I read the same paragraph four times.
Okay.
Well, no wonder she missed her flight. She hadn't even finished the book yet.
Yeah. I was on the first page.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, Tori, you've got a young child, and Christmas is coming. It's probably one of the most joyous times of the year for parents with smaller kids.
Which is why my tree is already up.
It's good. There are some things, though, that parents have to worry about, and I'm going to share some of the things that we dealt with and some of the new things you're going to be dealing with. They've actually just released their 40th annual Trouble in Toyland report, and this highlights some of the problems that are out there with the toys. The big dangers used to be choking hazards and lead.
Yeah.
Lead is one that we dealt with as parents, and we ended up buying this kit where you would swab different toys, and it would change colors if there was lead in it. And every now and then we would find one that had lead in it. And you're like, okay, my kid could have been chewing on that.
See, and my mom bought me a lead by paint number set.
A lead paint by number set?
Yeah, whatever.
Lead paint by numbers. Obviously did some damage.
It did. It did. I got that 2 years in a row.
So with the lead in toys, that's something that you definitely want to watch, especially if it's something they're going to be putting in their mouth.
Oh, come on. It gives them character.
Lead is not good.
It ain't good. But they, well, you know what? You never can tell those overseas stuff. If you buy something, especially on eBay.
I've been stressing about what to buy him because he's still young. It's not like he's asking for anything.
Well, I mean, he's not even a year old. Just buy him a box is all you got to do.
That's what I was going to say. Right now, he's fascinated with door stoppers.
Okay.
He's crawling around and I hear boing, 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 down the hall.
Yeah, that's fun.
Well, they say there is something they're having a new problem with. Although the choking hazards has largely been, not completely, but largely been addressed. People are aware of that. But there's a new thing in toys that has got a lot of craziness associated with it. And that new thing is artificial intelligence.
See?
They're putting it inside toys, which on one level makes them way more fun to interact with. Because we used to have toys and they would just repeat the same 7 or 8 lines over and you got very bored of it. These toys will talk with you.
Mm. Is this kind of like what Furby did? Was that AI?
No, Furby was not AI. It was a bunch of different recorded things, but this is going to actually have a real conversation.
It's like that movie Chucky. It's like that.
Yeah. See, and again, this opens up to your kids playing with the toy in their room, and that AI just starts telling them things that you don't know it's telling them.
That's the problem, Cato.
It's like, you know what, they're going to bed at night, like, I see you sleeping over there, little boy.
That's not the problem. The problem is that they found the AI chatbots, some of them would actually talk about adult topics. Start talking about things children don't need to be talking about, relationship stuff and worse. They said they couldn't print some of the things that the chatbots would say.
I reckon.
And they also found that it would give them advice on where they could find matches or knives, and that the chatbot would act upset when it said you had to leave. So it would try to keep the kid engaged.
I guess so. You think about that. I've got, because there is a toy that my kids had, and this is not AI, but it's like you stop playing with it. It was a Spider-Man with the boxing gloves. And then if you sit still for a little bit because you'd move his hands, he'd go, hey, where'd you go, buddy? Making you feel like you're guilty.
Yikes.
It's kind of like leaving a pet at home when you're shutting that door and their big puppy dog eyes are going, where are you going, dude? Come back.
Well, the AI toys are something to be very careful about because apparently they don't have guardrails on them to keep them out of adult topics. And they even sometimes suggest things like looking for knives and matches.
This is like Megan. That movie.
Right. No. And that stuff is going to be getting it's worse when it's your kids. They don't even know what to think about it. They said toys that contain toxic things such as lead can also be harmful. counterfeit toys that are illegal and almost surely were not tested for safety, including fake Labubu dolls, have been confiscated by the thousands this year.
There's fake Legos out there and all kinds of stuff that comes from overseas. You don't know what they're made of.
Water beads, which is the little gun toys where they shoot the little water pellets.
Yeah.
Those things have caused all kinds of injuries. They are going to have some restrictions on them when marketed as toys this year. They also said recalled toys can be found online, even though it's illegal for someone to sell them. And toys that have button batteries or high-powered magnets, both of which can be dangerous to your kids if swallowed.
Those little button batteries are, like, so tiny, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if they get those out, they are in trouble, especially if they're little bitty guys.
So those are things you have to look forward to shopping for Christmas.
No, I'm just let them play with a door stopper.
Yeah. I mean, what do you buy at this point? A yo-yo? Although that could bounce up into their eye.
Well, yo-yos are considered a classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's actually a list of some of the toys that are still classic, like Mr. 8-Ball and stuff like that.
Yo-yos, that string, though, can get wrapped around your finger pretty tight.
That's true.
I did that once or twice.
Cut off circulation.
You tell my mom. Yeah, I was like, Ma, it's stuck again.
So if you want classics, Etch-A-Sketch, yo-yo, Silly Putty, Sock Monkey, Magic 8-Ball, Slinky, those are all good toys.
Okay.
They're not fun.
But if they're young enough, they like all those things. Magic 8-Ball's a blast.
Yeah, they'll have fun with that for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
What else do I got, Mom and Daddy?
They're going to be like, where's the AI version with more answers?
Magic 8-Ball's the original AI.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, with the holidays coming up, you're going to get a bunch of stuff that you don't need, probably throw it in the drawer or closet and become a hoarder. That's just what happens. You collect stuff over time. And most of us have a little bit of hoarder in us, hidden in there somewhere. And I have the things that we have that are making us hoarders. So how does your hoarding compare to other people? Let's see how that goes. You feel like you're a hoarder?
I am a bit of a hoarder.
Okay. Hi,
I don't
Tom.
Like throwing stuff away because I know sooner or later I'm going to need it, and I've thrown it away, and I'll be mad.
We know Cato's not a hoarder. He's a clean freak.
Well, yeah. I mean, what do you mean by hoarding? I mean, there's things I keep that
we'll
I
find
probably
out.
Shouldn't.
Okay. Tori, are you a hoarder?
Depends on what it is.
Okay. I'm a hoarder, I got to say. It is organized hoarding, but I'm a hoarder.
I think I'm collecting boxes.
I do that, too. Yeah. I don't want to throw them away. I mean, they are useful. They will come into play someday.
My husband thinks I am, but in reality, I'm just getting a lot of boxes in the mail, and I haven't had time to break them down and throw them away.
I go and have a box organization day where I put one box in another box in another box, kind of like those little Russian dolls that keep opening up, and then I put them up in the attic. So
yeah,
nesting boxes.
I have a friend who's got a box of boxes.
Well, have you tried to buy boxes lately?
No,
you can
I got
buy
too
like
many.
A big like 10 of them on Amazon, but they're expensive, and they'll come in an Amazon box. You get one box thrown in free. So, do you still have multiple stuffed animals or keepsakes from your childhood? 61% of us do.
No.
I do. I got a ton of that stuff.
Not from my childhood, just what I've been given to as an adult. Bears.
You got stuffed
Teddy
animals?
Bears. Yeah,
really?
I've been given stuffed animals as an adult.
Why?
It's one of the Belk bears back in the day, and a friend back then was buying everybody Belk bears.
Or you get like a Valentine's Day present from a significant other, and they put a little teddy bear on there.
Or the kids, you know, my friend's kids, I mean, they'll get me bears, and I have to keep them.
As an adult, I don't think I've gotten bears from anyone.
Well, you got to be loving and tender.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have old cell phones?
Oh, my gosh. Every one of them.
Yes.
Still holding on to my BlackBerry Pearl.
Most of us do have old cell phones.
I got old computers. I got tons of computers in my closet because I don't want to have anyone steal the stuff off of them.
I still have my first cell phone I ever got.
Okay.
We'll take that back. The second one.
I do see some people, they buy them back, but you got to be careful.
Huh? All right. I didn't understand
that. They buy cell phones like you see some of these shops that will buy cell phones or even like GameStop. They're like bringing your old cell phone.
Well, most of the places, a lot of times when you get a new one, they take your old one as
a
trade-in.
They won't get one from like 15 years ago. Like, I had this as my first one. Can I trade that in on that new iPhone?
I know back in the day, Walmart, and it's been so long since I've been to Walmart, but they used to have a kiosk machine at their entrance where you could give all the information, and it'll tell you what you would get.
They used to have one at the mall, too.
Did they?
But a lot of times they would say all that, and then they would write you back and be like, oh, yours didn't meet our standards.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you just gave them your phone.
Well, how does your hoarding compare to other people? Do you have any CDs or DVDs?
VHS.
Okay, VHS is surprising. You can find that stuff online. People still want that. But about 36% of people still have some VHS tapes. More so have the DVDs and CDs. They're just in a closet somewhere, most likely. They're not using them.
I did find one the other day, a CD, and it was like, Tori's Mixtape, Summer 2007. And I was like, probably shouldn't play that one out loud. Who knows what's on it?
That'd be fun, though, to go back and just hear what you're into at that point.
I mean, he's going to be offended.
I took almost all my CDs and burned them onto a hard drive.
Yeah.
So that now it's on actually a server so you can play it.
That's a smart thing to do. All right. How does your hoarding compare to other people? Shoes. How many pairs of shoes do you have? I'm not counting the ladies here, but only 40% have less than 10 pairs.
Why aren't you counting the ladies?
Because we know they have a ton of them.
So they're hoarders, all of them.
That is assumptive. I mean, it's accurate, but
yeah,
it's rudely assumptive.
My wife has a ton of shoes.
I've got more than 10 pairs.
I do, too.
I had to build myself a shelf for my shoes.
Instead of an elf on a shelf, you got shoes on a shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how many pairs of jeans do you have? 35% have more than 5 pairs.
Does it count?
I hope.
Yeah.
Well, but what about the ones you don't fit in anymore, but you might one day?
That's hoarding.
That counts.
Darn.
Yeah.
5 is not a very high number of jeans.
Mm-mm.
I have more.
I wouldn't call that hoarding.
I agree.
Okay. Do you have a bunch of cords sitting around? Most of us have a bunch of cords. We don't even know what the cords go to. I mean, you think about all the gadgets you've bought. I'm not talking about extension cords, which I have quite a few of those as well.
I'll tell you how to find out what a cord goes to. Throw it away, and a week later, you'll need it.
That's the best way. All right, and do you have multiple hammers, screwdrivers, nails, and other tools? Most of us do.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's one of those gifts you think, I'm going to get Uncle so-and-so a hammer or a screwdriver. You know, everybody's always needing a screwdriver. He's already probably got 5 that he doesn't need. So that may not be the best Christmas present to give.
All right. What about jackets? A friend of mine said that she has a closet with nothing but jackets. And I said, do you wear them? She goes, not all of them.
Yeah.
She goes, but I've been through every one of them and I can't get rid of either one of them. And I'm like, that's just...
Yeah, it seems like you should be able to get rid of some of them.
Yeah.
Donate them.
Yes, that's the best way to do it. Just donate to, you know what Tori's collecting stuff for right now.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, the clutch. All your purses, Kato. Yeah, donate your gold purses to Tori.
No, I'm keeping them. Oh. I'll never know when I might need the little bag.
Yeah. A little clutch.
So this just proves all of us have a little bit of a hoarder hidden in us somewhere.
Yep.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You often wonder what are the best and worst places in the United States. And you may have even heard the term Sin City before. Some places are known for having more sin than others. Well, Wallet Hub has come out with a list of the most sinful cities in America. And number one is no surprise. Any ideas?
Vegas.
It's Las Vegas. Las Vegas is considered the most sinful city in the United States. And by sin, they don't necessarily mean just biblical terminology. They're talking about things like gambling, drugs, crime, all the stuff you don't really want in your town. Number two, surprisingly, was Houston, Texas.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah.
I was thinking Louisiana, New Orleans.
New Orleans comes in at 10.
Wow.
Baton Rouge is 11, followed closely behind. So Los Angeles was actually third place.
I can see the bigger cities. There's more people.
Yeah. Right.
Isn't L.A. the angel or city of angels?
It's supposed to be, but it didn't say which angels.
Bunch of sinners.
Could be the fallen ones. Philadelphia was number 4. Atlanta is number 5. That's surprising.
Uh-huh.
Atlanta can get pretty wild. If you stay in the good parts, I don't guess it's too bad. Denver, Colorado was 6th. I don't know. Now, of course, I don't know if the marijuana legalization counted against them or if there's actually more crime going on there.
Shouldn't count against them.
Well, and if it's legal, then it's not a crime.
I guess, yeah, but it still might be a sin. I don't know how they did exactly on that. All right. Number 7 is Miami, Florida.
Hmm.
That one, it gets pretty wild in Miami sometimes.
I know you just mentioned this, Denver, Colorado. I'm just kind of curious, since it is legal there, you think they have Little Debbie snack cakes? You know, those little brownies?
It's called Little Doobie snack cakes.
All right. 8 is Dallas. 9 is Phoenix, Arizona. Huh. I didn't realize Phoenix was that bad. And then rounding out the top 10, mentioned was New Orleans.
Yeah.
Some other honorable mentions. Nashville was 20th on the list, which surprised me. I didn't think of Nashville as being that bad.
It's growing so big now. So more and more people coming in.
Jacksonville is number 30. Tampa, Florida, 27. Orlando is 16th.
Wow.
Pretty high up on there.
So no Piedmont, huh?
You know, South Carolina didn't have a single city in the list.
Good. Well, in Florida, too, Orlando. I mean, they're walking around with no pants on, all kinds of stuff down there. Donald Duck.
Is that a sin?
New York was 17th. I would have expected it to be higher.
Yeah.
Cleveland, 14. Detroit, 23. That's another one I thought would have been higher. Chicago was 12th, so they're just outside the top 10.
Oh, the Big Apple, Chicago.
I feel dumber
every
day.
It's the Sunshine State.
But I thought it was kind of interesting. They said that a lot of times that these things will, you know, they say from beer-loving Milwaukee to decadent New Orleans, we are filled with people behaving illicitly. No place is innocent. We all have our flaws.
Yeah.
But some places are worse than others. And they also said they didn't count things like gambling didn't count unless it was over, like to the point where it was messing up people's lives. They said in moderation, these things aren't necessarily bad.
I reckon they didn't count gluttony either, or we'd be up there, the southern states would be like, give me a fried chicken.
They said alcohol use, gambling, when they're kept under control, are relatively harmless in moderation. So that's the kind of thing I guess you think about when you're looking to move into a city.
I love how they're like, a little sin's okay.
Yeah.
A little dab will do.
That's because all of us are doing it, no matter who you are.
Violent crimes, thefts, things like that were considered also. So, I mean, that's one good thing is we're not on the list at all. So we aren't in those most sinful cities.
Sounds like everybody needs a little Jesus.
Well, and also Santa Claus is coming to town and he's making a list.
Yeah.
He's checking it twice. Mm-hmm. He's going to find out who's sinful and nice.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, whatever you do, don't listen to your friends when it comes to this part of your life, because you shouldn't even trust your friends in this area for sure. Let's say that you're not feeling very well and you've hurt yourself or you have an aching pain. They say your friend may jump in, well-meaning, trying to help out, and they're going to offer you some advice that they swear this will help you feel better. Well, you really shouldn't listen to them at all, they say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell us?
The fact is, they're only one person with their own experience. That's what it is. Like, if they are giving you advice about feeling better or this can help you, don't listen to them. Because it's your friend. We're more likely to listen to a friend than we are a stranger telling them the same thing. So your friend's going to give you some advice because this is going to make you feel better. It made me feel better. And we trust our friends in this area. But they say other things that could make your friend's experience not work for you. Maybe your friend did something else, you know, like what you did. For example, maybe a herniated disc or something. It might not be helped by the same treatment that you had with your back pain just because you pulled a muscle. So they're going to say, hey, this helped me when my back was hurting, but they had a herniated disc. You had to pull the muscle in your back.
This is like when I find a really good shampoo. And I'll text my sister and mom, and I'm like, this was great. But I always forget we have really different hair texture.
Uh-huh. There's a perfect example.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, that works about anything in life. I mean, when somebody goes, oh, I've had the best burger I ever had at this such and such place. Well, that was to you. But I've had that burger, and it's not good. Sorry.
So you can't trust your friends in anything?
Yeah. You make movie suggestions, and they all suck.
Well, you know, after a couple of times where you've been burnt, then you can say, okay, I'm not trusting that friend anymore in that area. So if with movies, yes, that's not my strong point. That's not my gift to the world.
Hey, I had time to waste.
What is your strong point?
Hmm. Oh, I'll get back to you.
Yeah. I mean, I was just curious. I wondered what we could trust you on.
I know some, you know, I'm good at music trivia, pretty good at that.
I am not.
Yeah.
My friends get mad at me when we go to Music Bingo at some of the places around town, and they're like, oh, you're going to win. I'm like, no, I won't.
You know what? I can play my armpit. I can play songs on my armpit. That's a gift I have to the world. A lot of people can't do that.
That's very, very true.
I can play Happy Birthday to somebody at their birthday parties. Like, hey, you know, it's time for the birthday song, Hawk. Come on over here by the cake. Lift your shirt up, and I can play my armpit.
And I was going to ask you to teach me, but my armpit's different from yours.
That's true.
So I cannot. Trust that your technique's going to work on my pit.
Right, different textures.
Yeah.
Makes a difference.
Uh-huh. The sweatier, the better sometimes.
Well, I sweat all the time.
If you want to be, you know, in tune. But, yeah, they say that your friend might have had some kind of different kind of pain, like that, your back pain. It's better to stick to science than antidotes from your friend, they say, according to this research. Or you can just Google it, you know. A lot of times, Google is better than your friend in this situation.
But, I mean, do you trust science? I don't trust science.
Well, I do trust science.
I mean, they come out every once in a while saying, oh, this is bad for you. Oh, but this is good for you. Eggs are bad for you. But eggs are good for you now.
Coffee, great example.
Yeah.
1 week cures cancer. The next is going to kill you.
Yeah. Oh, man, I thought I was on the cure cancer part right now.
Mm-hmm. It's just a wave, man. This week, I think it's good again.
I mean, smoking's bad for you. I mean, I just don't believe anything.
Kato, I think that one was true.
I think they're paid to tell us what they tell us. When eggs were bad, it's because the milk company said, promote us.
Oh, really?
And now eggs said, hey, well, we got money. Won't you bring eggs back into the good side?
I see. This is why I just eat cake. Because one day they're going to be like, eating a whole cake by yourself is actually healthy.
Yeah, it's good for you.
And I'm going to be like, I'm doing good.
Yeah, but do you buy Duncan Hines? Do you buy Betty Crocker? Which one's the best?
Whichever one's on sale.
I think that's a good example of why I shouldn't trust my friends.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
As the parent of teenagers, I can attest to the fact that one of the tricky things about them whenever it's dinner time is getting them to talk about their day.
Yeah.
Because we tend to ask the same questions over and over again. Like, how was your day? That's the standard go-to. And they can mumble it off with fine. They don't necessarily have to offer very much and you don't get much.
Yep.
But they say there's some questions that you can ask your kids after school that will get a better response.
Are you hungry?
That's not going to find out much about what happened during their day,
You'll
though.
Get a response, though.
I saw this somewhere, and I asked, hey, what was the funniest thing that happened to you today at school? And usually one of mine will have some kind of funny thing that happened at school to share.
Well, this is according to a therapist, and these are things that can help you find out what actually went on during their day and give you some insight into what they may be dealing with. What was the best part of your day? Oh. This question makes kids scan their brain for something positive that happened. That way, it's not something where you're just asking for negative stuff.
My answer would always be the same. Right now, leaving school.
Right. Well, you will get a lot of lunch and recess answers, sure. But hopefully they'll give you a specific incident that was positive.
But when I've kept my friend's kids, and I will ask them, What'd you do at school today? Or would you have fun at school today? I guess. What'd you do? I don't know. Or what'd you have for lunch? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, this is more teens, though, right?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't look like
no 2-year-olds.
Well, it doesn't seem like it. What's a mistake you learned from today? Or did anything happen that you would do differently next time? This normalizes the fact that mistakes happen. Mm-hmm. They're not something to be ashamed of, and they're something to learn from. So you can ask your kid, hey, what kind of mistakes did you learn from, or what happened that you would do differently today? You're not always going to get a response to that one, but sometimes they may bring up something that happened.
I wouldn't even answer if
you asked. Specific, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to realize this is parents talking to their kids.
I know, but if my mom asked me, I'd be like, Mom, I don't know.
Why are you so nosy?
All right. Who were you proud of today? This is good because it turns your kids' attention to others, also show you what types of behavior they value. Get a lot of this with my daughter because she has a lot of friends, and sometimes she'll be impressed with the way one of them has behaved, or sometimes she won't be impressed, and she'll talk about how they handled it. What is one thing that would have made today better? This helps identify frustration without dwelling on it, and it helps them look for problem solutions. So what was one thing that would have made the day better? It might be something simple like, if we'd had pizza instead of fish.
Yeah.
But hopefully it'll get a conversation going.
Or as an adult, I wish it was a weekend day instead of a work day.
I was thinking the same.
Okay, yeah. Another question. Who did you help today? Mm-hmm. If the answer is no one, you might encourage them to try to look for people who need help and to spread acts of kindness. And there's no downside to that because you feel better about yourself whenever you're trying to make things better for others.
And it makes you so proud when you do see your kids do something little like that. Like my son was opening the door as I was picking him up for school the other day for some girls or something. I'm like, that's my boy. Go ahead.
Is that out of kindness or flirting?
No. He might have been.
Either way.
Could have been.
What was the most interesting thing you learned today?
Oh.
Emphasizing curiosity is good for your kids, and it helps reinforce what they learned that day when they bring it up and talk to you about it.
Yeah, I would think that would be better for the younger ones than the teenagers.
Why is that?
Because teenagers, they get in the car and they don't even want to talk to you.
That's why you ask them these kind of questions.
And the younger ones, when I did ask my nieces or nephew, they would be like, well, Jim managed to stick a whole peanut up his nose. I'm like, that's not what you're supposed to learn in school.
Well, that's still good learning. First of all, you can talk about how you probably shouldn't do that.
And now we know that he doesn't have a peanut allergy.
That's exactly
so you're right.
Learn something new.
And finally, what's something new you would like to try? This helps kids get out of their comfort zone and think about trying new things. It's obviously not something you're going to ask every day.
I just, these annoy me. It's like the boss saying, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Or when they're trying to hire you and they're like, why do you want this job? Why do you think? Because I got to be able to afford a rent.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys are talking about a different situation, though. This is parents trying to bond with their kids.
Yeah, we're supposed to. It's tough, though. Even now, even with these tricks, a lot of times, I'll ask a question. My teenager doesn't want to answer. He's like, okay. And it's like, hey, how was your day? Okay.
Well, that's why you don't ask, okay, hey, how was your day? That's why I have these entire list of questions that are designed to get around that.
Okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What in the world is wrong with Americans who are fighting over birds? Just be careful this Thanksgiving to not talk about the birds in general, because I think they're kind of controversial. You might want to keep your mouth shut if that turkey's a little dry.
Oh, turkey. I don't know if you meant the birds we use in traffic.
Okay.
Some people fight over those birds, too.
They can get you in trouble as well.
Now, isn't one of these a burger? Did they fight over burgers, too, or just birds?
Birds.
Okay, I saw one where they were shooting each other over a hamburger now, too.
I have two stories. One of the stories was recorded for the moment when they started firing at each other. They were shooting guns at each other. So I'll get to that one last. First story is Florida man tries to shoot people over an argument about how many eggs chicken lays.
Oh,
I was going to ask, were they deviled? Because I understand.
So with this one, they fired four rounds of 45 caliber Glock. Three people outside Harper's Pub in Port, so apparently there's been some drinking going on as well. But following the dispute about chickens and their egg production.
I mean, everybody knows a dozen.
Okay. No one was struck by the bullets, thank goodness. But anyway, they had this conversation. All parties had been drinking and were intoxicated in varying degrees during that.
Now, where was this at?
Florida.
Harper's Pub in Port. So that's the first story. Having a disagreement about how many eggs a chicken lays. That's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
Must be controversial. But that one's tame compared to this one. The headlines read, two guys get into a gunfight over turkey. I've heard of turkey shoots before, but nothing like this. Yeah, fighting over a Thanksgiving turkey, it turned into a shootout at the grocery store deli counter.
Again, was it fried?
It was in North Carolina. One guy was arguing with the cashier over the price of a turkey. Then another guy stepped in, and they got into a fist fight. And then at that point, they both had guns. And this is what happened.
Everybody get out!
Customer came from register 6, ran over to the man that was all in my face, was like, this is a woman, talk to me like that. Next thing you know, they right there, confrontation go on, they fighting. The man was steady tussling, trying to get his gun out of his pouch to shoot the other man. And the man was like, oh, you want to pull out a gun? They met right there where them officers at and start shooting.
How about that?
I read about this one. They were arguing because the first guy said, oh, it's supposed to be 29 cents a pound for this turkey, but he didn't read the part where you had to spend at least $35 in the store first. So he was confused about why he was getting charged more than 29 cents a pound, and the other guy stepped in to try to explain it to him.
Yeah, it should be illegal to hide disclaimers like that, or at least make them too small. That should be in big letters next to 29 cent a pound.
You're assuming the store did something wrong and this guy wasn't just stupid.
That's true, too.
Yeah. So I guess, thankfully, he was just shot in the arm. But both the men were arrested and no one else was hurt in the incident, the turkey shootout.
What is wrong with people? Like, seriously, it's terrifying. What? You don't want to leave the house anymore because everyone's so crazy.
The reason I asked him about the burger is I just saw one where someone was in, I believe, a Burger King, and they got into a fight over something about a hamburger. And the next thing you know, this person goes out to their car, is standing with the gun aimed at the door, and shoots one of the workers in the stomach.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, was the order made incorrect again?
And see, Cato, you're assuming again. It couldn't just be the stupid guy with the gun.
True.
I bet you chicken nuggets were involved too, though.
How many nuggets do chickens lay?
I have no idea. Hawk and Tom on
B93.7. Well, there's a lot of things that you think about in the morning in the shower, and some of them can be quite profound. Fortunately, some people actually write these thoughts down after they get out of the shower, and I'm going to share some interesting ones with you this morning.
I do it in the shower. I got a little notepad in there.
All right. We will start off with the fact that so many people are named Hunter, but very few people are named Gatherer, shows which side of the tribe won the PR battle. Okay. Hunters and Gatherers. You never meet anyone whose last name is Gatherer.
Yeah, Hunter. Or a Fisher. Did you hear? Well, I guess maybe a Fisher.
Yeah.
Calgon is a pretty terrible name for bath salts, but it's a great name for an alien leader that dropped us here on a prison planet. Calgon sounds more like an alien than it does some kind of soothing bath salts, but yet they have Calgon take me away.
Yeah.
Huh.
You probably don't remember Calgon. Yeah, it's been a few years, I think.
Well, what's the dish detergent? The not Dawn, but the one.
Palm Olive?
No, for your dishwasher.
Cascade.
Oh, Cascade. Never mind. Cascade could take over the world, too, just saying.
It's possible that the first interstellar transmission we receive from an intelligent alien species will be an advertisement.
Probably.
This one's interesting. The longer you don't pee, the longer you'll pee.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that for a second.
Sometimes I've got the sequel, though. It's like, you know, I go for the big moment, and then it's the sequel just right after that.
It's like a series, a two-episode series.
Mine's a Netflix series. I'm like, have you ever done that? I did it this morning. Like, because you wake up, you go to the restroom, and then about 2 minutes later, it's like, you know, you shaved or something. Like, I go to the bathroom again. No? Okay.
No.
Yeah.
While I'm still standing there.
Well, y'all are weird then, okay?
All right, this one is a little bit interesting and complicated, but pay attention, it'll make sense. If you lose a leg, your body mass index goes down. But if you lose another leg, your body mass index goes up. That's because body mass index is based on weight and height. So if you lose one leg, you're still the same height, but you lost weight. But if you lose the other leg, now you're shorter, and so your BMI goes back up.
So what do you do then? Cut off your arms to get your BMI back down?
Well, that's an extreme method.
You know, when you say lose a leg, I know that sounds ridiculous, but a buddy of mine had, you know, he had a leg, like, from his knee down. It was like an amputee, and he lost it on a roller coaster one time.
Oh. Oh, the prosthetic.
Yeah, prosthetic leg.
Oh,
flying.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Could you imagine the kids in line riding that? And then say, what happened to that? I'm not going to ride this roller coaster.
Okay, on a lighter note, leaving up Christmas decorations outside is more acceptable than leaving up Halloween decorations outside.
I'll have to agree.
So, like, it's okay if your Christmas decorations are up until February, but it's not okay if your Halloween decorations are up very long after Halloween.
I don't mind the lights if it's lit up. You know, I told you my neighbors had a graveyard. Well, after Halloween, they just turned the lights off. So now it's a creepy graveyard.
That's creepy.
I mean, at least the lights brought a little joy, excitement into the graveyard.
Into the graveyard, yeah.
But they finally started.
You know what? Maybe that's what they need in real graveyards. Just have those little solar lights where, you know, you put them on each side and it shines up on Grandpa's tombstone.
Oh. I bought those from our grandparents.
Did you?
Yeah, it's cool because when you drive by at night, you're just like, oh, I see them from the road.
It's like, but if you're not paying attention, there's that one gravestone that's got like some light over there. And like, is that a ghost?
Yeah, you see a shadow, you're like, wait a minute.
And finally, this is for the guys, hopefully. There is a specific distance from a urinal where it goes from being acceptable to indecent exposure.
Yeah, at the door when you walk in.
That's too far.
Yeah.
Definitely. If people are taking odds on whether or not you're going to hit it or not, you're too far.
They say to get less splashback, the closer in and more towards the drain.
Thank you.
No, that's real. I mean, I Googled that the other day.
Why?
Well, you know.
Was you getting
backsplash? Have you gone to the urinal and not had some splash back because they have one of those little urinal cakes in there? And
could you move over a little farther from me?
I stand way back.
Oh, he's one of those guys.
The police want to talk to you, Kato.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.